Last week we touched on who God is. This week we will go a little deeper. In Genesis 1:26, it says, "Then God said, 'Let us make man in our image after our likeness.'" Who do you think the words "us" and "our" refer to? These words in the beginning of God's word offer a hint of a mystery about our God, that He is triune in nature, not three separate gods, but rather three persons in one God. This can be mind-blowing and so confusing and hard to understand and definitely hard to teach. But we must have faith that God is who He says He is and just roll with it. This is the first hint of the Trinity in the Bible. Now let's look in Ephesians 1:3-14 to get a better idea of who the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are. Let's start with verses 3-6. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before Him. In love, He predestined us for adoption to Himself as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of His will, to the praise of His glorious grace with which He has blessed us in the beloved." Paul is speaking here to the people at Ephesus. In opening his prayer, he blesses God, the Father of Jesus, the Son. Now, granted, there is so much more to teach in these verses, but today we're defining the three persons in the one God. So these verses clearly tell us that Paul is praying to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son. So he's praying to God the Father, the first person of the triune God, and recognizing that God is the Father of Jesus, the second person of the Trinity. In verses 7 through 13, it speaks of Jesus the Son. "In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of His grace, which He lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of His will, according to His purpose, which He set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in heaven and things on earth. In Him we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of Him who works all things according to the counsel of His will, so that we that were the first to hope in Christ might be to the praise of His glory. In Him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in Him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit." The second person in the one God in the Trinity is Jesus. He redeems us with His blood. He forgives us according to His grace. He makes known to us His will for us. Through Him, all things in heaven and earth will be united. He gives us an inheritance. He seals us when we believe in Him with promise of the Holy Spirit. Which brings us to the third person of the one God in the Trinity. Verses 13 and 14 speaks of the Holy Spirit. "In Him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in Him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it to the praise of His glory." Sealed means that the Holy Spirit protects and preserves Christians until they reach their inheritance. We are sealed, and that seal cannot be broken. The pouring out of the Holy Spirit in us guarantees our share in His eternal kingdom, because we, as believers, are the Lord's treasured possessions. We are His children. We have so much to look forward to as believers. The Holy Spirit guarantees our inheritance until we acquire possession of it to the praise of His glory. Praise be to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Three persons, one God. If you're looking for the perfect gift for someone this Christmas, this is it. For a lost person, it could be the best gift ever. For a believer, time spent in conversation about the Trinity could be the best gift they could receive from you. We don't have to spend money in order to share the gospel, God's love, with others. It is absolutely the best gift ever for all eternity. Have a great week.